Let me tell you something. Your auction is already telling you right now. Not next year, not after another event, right now. Your data is talking. Most nonprofits just aren't listening. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly. Today, we're breaking down what your auction data is trying to tell you and how to use it to make your next event even better. Because inside your last auction are real answers, not guesses, not opinions, signals. Here's the mistake. Most nonprofits look at one number, total raised. Did we hit the goal? Yes or no. But that number is the result. It's not the story. Your data is the story. Here's a simple framework. Participation, behavior, friction, momentum. Participation, who showed up and who actually engaged? How many people registered? How many placed a bid? How many donated? If 200 people attended but only 50 bid, that's not a revenue problem. It's an engagement problem. That's your first signal. Behavior. What did people actually do? Which items got the most bids? Which ones got ignored? When did bidding spike and when did it slow down? Patterns matter. If certain items or times perform better, lean into that next time. Platforms like Charity Auctions Today give you these insights. You just have to use them. Friction. Where did people drop off? Did they click but not bid? Bid once but never again? Start checkout but not finish? Every drop-off is a clue. Something felt too hard, too slow, or too confusing. Fix friction and you increase revenue without adding more people. Momentum. Where did the energy build and where did it fade? Did your auction start slow, peak too early, go quiet at the end? Momentum tells you how the experience felt. If energy drops, you need more touch points, more reminders, more updates, more reasons to come back. This is where tools like donor books help you reconnect and keep people engaged. Let me say this clearly. Your auction isn't just an event. It's a feedback system. Every click, every bid, every drop-off, it's telling you something. And here's something most nonprofits overlook: your top bidders. Who placed the most bids? Who spent the most? Who stayed engaged the longest? These are your power donors, and they shouldn't disappear after the event. They should be followed up with, thanked, and invited back. Because that's where long-term growth comes from. Let's be real. If you're not reviewing your data, you're repeating the same mistakes. Every event should make the next one better. And small improvements add up fast. Slightly higher participation, a little less friction, a few more bidding wars. That's how results compound. Your action steps. 1. Look beyond total revenue. Review participation and engagement. 2. Identify one point of friction and fix it. 3. Find your top bidders and plan a follow-up this week. That's how you turn data into growth. Tomorrow, we're diving into the pre-event checklist, top fundraisers never skip, because great events start before they begin. Don't forget to subscribe. And hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Your data isn't just numbers, it's instructions. Follow them and you win. See you tomorrow.